Chapter 17. Dingai got over the loss of his comrade Thura with surprising speed. At first he'd grown nostalgic, even wept a bit. But then he remembered how stupid and insulting Thura could be. All the times Thura had stolen food from him, and the arguments that invariably ended up in fighting. As he travelled south and west under the canopy of Mossflower, Dingai reconciled and justified himself aloud to the lonely thicknesses of the silent green forest.
Yeah, serves him right. Anyhow, maybe Thura's got better and gone off on his own. That stone never really liked me. He weren't no proper mucker. Bad luck to him, I says. Besides all that, who needs a mucker with a sword like this?
He swung the fabulous blade and chopped off an overhanging branch. It fell, tangling his paws and tripping him. Growling curses, he slashed and hacked at the offending branch.
Yo! Yeah! Ouch, that hurt.
Dingai's clumsy attack on the harmless foliage had caused him to wound himself on the left footpaw with the razor-keen sword. He dropped the weapon and sat rocking back and forth as he tried to bend double and lick his injured limb.
That'll be Thura wherever he is, wishing bad luck on me. His old mucker who never did him any wrong, nor wished him ill, not once. That Thura was allus a nasty one.
Casting about, he found a large dock leaf and improvised a dressing for the paw. Staunching the blood with a pawful of leaf mould, he bound the lot with a thin weed stem. Using the sword as a walking stick, he set off again, gnawing on a wrinkled apple and feeling sorry for himself.
Just fancy being wished bad fortune by me mucker who's deserted me. Life's hard and cruel for a poor stoat who's all alone and wounded.
Samkim and Arula had also encountered an unlucky setback. Tracking steadily, the pair were making good progress when they came to an area that Dingai had not chopped at with his sword. Casting about this way and that, they hunted for signs that would help them to pick up the stoat's trail. Arula rummaged about in a yew thicket until Samkim gave an excited shout.
Over here, Arula! Look! Blood!
The young mole scurried across to find her friend sitting among a heap of slashed twigs and branches. He pointed to the scarlet stains on the leaves.
He's been here, all right. See the stoat paw prints? Who else could it be? I suspect this is his blood, too. Yes, Dingai's passed this way. What do you think?
Arula turned the leaves over with heavy digging claws.
Yeah, so he has. I wonder what yon stoat were bleeding for, Sankin.
The young squirrel wiped his paws on the ground.
Who knows? Dingai can't be too far ahead now, though. What do you say we rest here a while and have a meal, and then we can put up a good forced march and catch him up?
Arula agreed readily at the mention of food.
Horror, good idea. I'm fair famished, but us and sit over there, away from all this stoat blood.
They sat in a sunlit patch between a lilac clump and a thicket of lupins. Samkim allowed Arula to choose the fare. She unpacked strawberry jam turnovers and blackcurrant cordial from the haversack. Spreading a napkin, she laid the food out.
There, that do look nice.
First one wasp came. It settled on Samkim's turnover till he brushed it away. Soon there were several wasps trying to light on the sweet jammy turnovers. Others buzzed and hummed around the little flask of cordial. Arula flicked one of the insects as it went for the jam around her mouth.
Gruffy pesky wasper!
The wasp attacked and stung her.
Hurry, wasper stung an eye!
Samkim flailed about at the wasp with his bow, thwacking about as he punctuated each swing with angry words.
Go away, little nuisances! Be off with you! Scoot!
Unwittingly, the bow whipped into the lupins, demolishing the wasp nest that was built in the forks of three stems. In a trice, the air was filled with maddened wasps. They hummed and buzzed about the young ones' heads in a maddened frenzy. The two friends leapt up, beating frantically at the stinging cloud of insects.
Quick, run for it before we're stung to death!
War, they're all over the place! Leave me alone, waspers!
Abandoning their meal, Samkim and Arula dashed off among the trees, pursued by an army of wasps.
Ouch! Youch! Look for cover, Arula! Look for cover!
Ow! Oh, don't see nothing but pesky waspers!
A burly hedgehog appeared out of nowhere and began catching wasps with a net on a stick, and eating them with great relish.
Look at you two. Don't like wasps, do you?
Samkin beat furiously at the insects as he shrieked out in panic to the newcomer, who was obviously enjoying himself.
Yeah, this is no time for chit-chat, mister. Do something!